we'll come in on that. Just okay. Nervously looking around to see if we're starting this or not. So you were talking about Unicorn Overload. You said you want to save it until you're done with it?
I just don't see how this game could wrong me at this point, so maybe I can talk about it.
Oh, okay. I have $7 in rewards for eShop. Should I use it on this?
Because you're diving into turn-based games, I think.
Maybe.
Did you play the Fire Emblem games?
Back when they were...
You said you're starting. You're not going to...
Nah, we were kind of in it, so fuck it. Hi, you know who I am. I'm ADLR. This is the ADLR podcast. Brian opened up a cold one. It's polar this time. What? Is it that bad?
It was really fucking fizzy, and I wasn't ready. I took a gulp full, and then it's strawberry watermelon, so I wasn't ready yet. Too many things are thrown into my mouth, and I wasn't ready.
Oh, you couldn't juggle all those balls, huh?
Yep.
That was an easy one. I just picked it up from the ground.
Unicorn Overlord game's not on PC until I buy it on console, which I did, so there you go, it's gonna come out within the next 2 years on PC.
I appreciate that.
Tactical RPG. I love tactics games, I like RPGs. Fire Emblem's one of my favorite series of all time.
Kind of Slytherin shit was that?
No, I'm actually Gryffindor. Fuck.
Oh man.
I don't know how to set it up. I guess the story that you're thrown into is, it's a right-handed royal guard. This is like medieval times kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. There's princes and queens and stuff. The queen seems like they're getting attacked, and the L's imminent. And so she tells like her right-hand man, like her guard, take the boy, get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Ends up happening. As a kid, they get ransacked. Big baddie is set up. Game cuts. I think it's 10 or 18 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Your character, either adult or a young adult. And then essentially the whole point is, hey, Devil Bad took over all the lands. Not on our watch. We're going to avenge them.
Uh-huh.
And then from there you go from just you guys to do missions, recruit people. To get to the bad guy.
Okay.
So like a Fire Emblem for those who have played it.
Uh-huh.
Or like a tactics game. For those who have played Final Fantasy Tactics or Tactics Ogre or things like that. Story's interesting enough. The characters are cool. But it's not the main point. Gameplay, as you would say, the gameplay is king. And mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's there?
The strong point in this game.
Is it overflowing? With gameplay?
Yeah, it's a gameplay overload. Oh, wait, this is too much.
Cut.
I overloaded trying to say overlord and overload.
Uh-huh.
Fuck. I think I've had a stroke.
Yeah, you did.
Cheers. So I guess another game to throw out that's similar to is Advance Wars.
Oh, right.
This is kind of like a blend. So battle starts, but whatever. Hey, take this kingdom or take this main objective spot, and then battle commences, and it's just your outpost or flag. From there, you summon your units, and you have points
mm-hmm.
used as a currency to summon them. You set up your units. So the difference between Fire Emblem and this is each character to Fire Emblem is its own unit. In this game, a unit's kind of like a squad. The more renown you get, you could put points into having more people per squad, but you start off with just three, and that team is one unit.
Gotcha.
You
can swap the members of that team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not mid match.
Before missions and stuff, I'm assuming. Yeah. Or mission stuff.
Anybody with anybody.
Okay, there's no hard requirements regardless. Okay.
Nope.
There's no like, hey, I'm beefing with this person. This isn't Darkest Dungeon or?
As of right now, no. No one cares.
Okay.
There's a rapport system like Fire Emblem. I haven't seen if there's a stat boost, though. They said sometimes you can get stuff, and the people that I've chosen to, which is basically just people I had a slight interest in making my main character marry,
mm-hmm.
I haven't got any like, +7 dexterity or whatever. You get honor, which is points used for like recruiting people or like upgrading your unit size. But so far that's been it.
Oh, how does equipping gear work? Do you equip gear to the unit or the individual person?
Per person. So each character, it the unit's like just the team. There's no like I say it, once everything start, once battle starts, it's kind of like an auto battler. But it's only auto battle in the sense that you set if then statements for how they fight, and then it plays out. But each unit has their own stats. At certain levels, they unlock their own skills, or what they call tactics, what they call skills, and then you have a loadout of weapon, and then from there on, it's a variable depending on the class. So some classes will be, and you can also advance classes like in
Fire
Fire
Emblem.
Emblem, but it's
Okay.
one way, it's linear. It's not like, oh, pick this or this. It's just
Oh, everyone has a set path.
the advanced version of the class there.
Got it.
Before then, you usually just have like a weapon, maybe a shield depending on your class, accessory, and then when you level them up is when they kind of what they can put on is different. So for example, there's a character, the character that evolves into Sword Master, and she goes from having one weapon to she can have two swords on, and you get the stats of both,
Oh, and it
and
can
then
double
like
up.
two accessories. Whereas there's another character who has one sword, two shields you put on, and then one accessory. Things like that.
I see.
So the loadout becomes different, and it's cool that that's how they differentiate, even more so, like what jobs you want, like what they can hold. On top of that, weapons have, or things you put on them, can they have stat buffs and debuffs or whatever, and some have actual tactics or moves like, that are attached to the weapon itself. So let's say there's a thing called like Sanguine Blade. That's actually what it's called. I don't know how to pronounce it, but
That's
it's
why I
like
laugh.
sanguine.
I laugh because you made it seem like you're gonna make one up, and then you hit me with a real ass sword.
Anything that has that prefix, yeah, attaches a skill where they'll do an attack and they heal a percentage of the attack. But
Okay.
that skill is tied to the weapon itself. So that's another thing that the gear can do to alter how you set up someone. And then the skills themselves are called tactics. There's active tactics, or active skills and passive skills, and there's two like resources. There's red little gems to show how many your currency for active skills, and there's blue ones for passive. Some cost one, maybe some can cost way more than that. So that's another thing to think about if you want to put on a like a necklace that's oh plus passive, and then you build them like that. Active is runs off of basically turn speed. So they use the term initiative to determine who goes next. Or it's like speed in like Pokemon.
Okay, I was gonna say just using a speed stat or something.
Active is you when it's your turn, you do this move.
Okay.
Passive is anything that wouldn't take up your turn. So let's say if you're I have a knight and then I have a healer. The healer could have a passive where if someone slaps the knight, I'm gonna heal him immediately.
Oh, damn.
But then you set the rules to that skill. So you could be like, oh, well, only do it if they're at 75% health or less, and only do it on whoever has the least amount of health. And that's like the nitty gritty of how you set up your characters.
Oh, so you're just scripting a bunch of units
You
then.
script how they play. All this is set up prior. Once the fight starts, it plays out your script.
Until mission ends, or do you take a turn
Until
and.
everyone involved runs out of currency to do actions.
Oh, and then you can re-up the script into some re-up it or change it.
Then the encounter ends. Each encounter takes up stamina. So, if you let's say you started a fight and you had one and you fought this guy, you have zero now. If you have zero, you cannot move until you make your unit rest.
Oh my gosh. And that's an active thing you have to do? It doesn't
Yeah.
automatically go into rest mode and then you.
Doesn't automatically go into rest mode.
What the hell?
If you lose a fight encounter, so let's say I had 100 health, you have 100 health starting. I do 70 damage, you hit me for 3. You lose that, so it pushes your unit back, and now they're resting. But if you were to attack them immediately after, they're just gonna they have to hold out. They can't do anything about
Oh my gosh, so that's like almost instant crit or some shit.
it. Yeah, if you lose, you'd be putting the same. There's items that you can make them use, so it's like, oh, your rest is shorter or instant. What's it called?
Or
When there's a
instant,
bit,
yeah.
the same currency used to summon the units, the I feel like it's called courage points, but I could be wrong. It's like a gold point. Let's just call it that. Okay. Use that to either summon units or use valor points, it's called. Or you can use them to do character specific, like special abilities in the pre-fight little open battle thing. Some of them can be, everyone in this circle is healed, or everyone in here gets resurrected.
Okay.
No permadeath, I should say.
Oh, so what happens if you get wrecked, or unit gets wrecked? You just, they go to the medical bay or something, and you have to wait.
So if a character in your unit gets like dead, you can either just res them with an item, but if you don't, they just won't do anything while you're fighting. Like, so they're gone.
Okay. But so the mission ends.
Not the mission. Just he won't do anything because they're technically, they KO'd.
No, but I mean, when the mission's over, does he come back to full health? Do you have to maintain? Yeah. To like, okay.
Once the whole fight, like the battle is over, don't worry about it.
Okay.
If you lose a whole unit, there's like, oh, I can't continue, and then you can't summon them again. If you go to a certain spot, you can withdraw them,
mm-hmm.
and then go to like, I captured this outpost, and then just summon them from there, so it's closer. But if they're dead, if they die for that mission, you can't use them again.
Damn! But
after the mission ends,
they're back.
They're good.
Yeah. But you can't send another unit to go back for them, and like maybe heal a healer in their unit, and then their unit just
disappear. They disappear.
Oh, they're off the map. Okay.
Yeah, they're down.
Okay, then never mind. I thought they just stay there. Like,
only one guy in that squad is down. You can have another party heal them, or just use an item and resurrect them.
Right. Okay.
So healing is one valor point that you can do. There's some that are actually like people on horses, cavalry, can have a rush move where they just sprint, and then whoever they're running to, they hit and they take damage before the fight even starts.
Oh my god! Just bum rushing with a horse.
There's stuff for it. So if you're scared of, dude, I have one stamina.
Huh.
Bunch of enemies here. There's a unit where she'll slap one of them and drain their stamina so that you get it back, and then you could.
And you can keep doing more actions.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So there's a lot of that kind of stuff.
That's a crazy build if you focus on that. You just keep playing until they're dead.
Putting them together and like having whatever you want in the group. It's also another like theory crafting thing. The other thing too is depending on whoever you appoint the leader of each squad. There's another passive you can get. So for instance, sometimes if it's like a big knight guy, ranged assists, which I'll explain after this, you take less damage from. Some of them, if it's a Pegasus Knight, terrain effects don't bother you because you're floating.
Oof, that's huge.
Which things like this are cool, but then also depending on your leader, depends on how much stamina your squad has, movement speed, and things like that.
Damn, there's a lot of fucking numbers to juggle.
Yeah, so there's some units, if they make a leader, so like an archer or a mage, they get or a healer, they get access to what are called assists. And let's say if squad A is about to fight somebody, and squad B is next to them, and they're one of these, so like an archer, for instance, their leader's an archer, while you're fighting this guy, you can use up one of their stamina to just start the fight, and they rain arrows on them.
Oh my god, that's a nice AoE. So you
get an assist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hell? That's just complicated.
It's a lot of stuff, but it's a lot of stuff in a non-overwhelming way. Like, it's entertaining. It sounds like a lot now because, I mean, you haven't...
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no context. I'm sure that all that stuff is introduced slowly.
Yeah. They don't have the thing with Fire Emblem, the rock, paper, scissors, where swords beat axes beat whatever, or this magic beats this magic. They just have, like class pros and cons. So they still have the thing with Fire Emblem where an archer is going to beat the shit out of a Pegasus Knight. You do way more damage to it. But if you try to use a bow and arrow on a fully knighted armored guy, they're going to just flick you off.
Oof.
This type of like archetypes and those weaknesses, so you know, hey, that unit is just all armor. Let me send a mage.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Is there counters like in Fire Emblem? Like if you go to attack them and they miss or something and they strike back?
So some classes have that as their passives.
I see. Probably like a rogue or something, or a thief.
So thieves, their whole thing is high evasion, so they're gonna dodge anything. And the chance that you were to hit them, they have a passive that if this was about a hit, you use one passive point, it didn't hit.
What the fuck?
So a way to beat to get through that is essentially archers counter them because human archers, because there's different races and classes within the races, and then that's how you more theory crafting. But human archers have it so that they have a skill called Eagle Eye. Whenever they're going to shoot, they can they apply that Eagle Eye and makes it a true strike, which means like Swift from Pokemon, it's not missing.
Oh, okay. So that's what you had to say.
They counter thieves because it doesn't matter if you have that evade thing.
We're hitting you.
It won't get procced because it's going to shoot
you. It's going to shoot. That's crazy.
So there's there's characters like they're called hoplites. It's basically like axe people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an ability you can have them learn later where they just lariat and they attack the whole row, but it's three hits. The reason that's also good against evasive classes is because each one can proc and evade. So let's say if they don't naturally dodge something,
uh-huh.
Right? Naturally dodged once. Second one, it did the evade, and they don't have any more passives. So a good chance the next one's going to hit, and they're squishy.
And they're gone. Damn, bro. So you can set them.
There's a lot of, as a Marvel player, versus, there's a lot of
team. A lot of pieces you can play with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see. A lot of things you can try out. And since you can swap anyone with anything, you can try crazy combinations. Since there's more than four types of classes, I'm assuming. There's probably, 16 or something?
There's a lot of classes, and then per race, they have their variation of it. So human archers are about that. I'm gonna hit you when I say I'm going to hit you.
Did you tell Kelsey about this game? It sounds like this is up his alley.
I messaged him. I don't remember what he was telling me about, but I derailed the whole conversation. I was like, nice. You need to play your Unicorn.
Yo, that's what it sounds like.
I see it's on PlayStation and Switch. And I said, for your sake, maybe just get it on Switch.
Uh-huh.
Which, what I'll say to you as well, since you're into turn-based games now, finally.
I don't know if I'm at tactics level. That's what I'm a little shy about. I'm like,
This sounds like it's more than it is.
Okay.
What was I going to say? So the variations per race of same class. So there's an archer, a human archer, and he's about the, I'm hitting you, I'm sniping you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one thing, he's going to snipe you. That's all he's going to do. There's points where you visit different realms, and within you'll find different races.
Okay.
The elves have an art version of an archer. They are a hybrid, so they're a support meets the kind of the same thing. You give up that eagle eye perk, but you have a thing where if you hit them, their evasion goes down. So if they have high accuracy and they slap a guy, evasion down, now everybody's hitting that person.
Damn.
But they also have a thing where you can just start the fight. And they put something where debuff immunity, your entire squad. So that way you can't start and they can't lower your initiative or just hit you with fucking fire immediately.
Uh-huh.
So that's their trade-off. Less sniping anybody and more like, I can help this way. So this time, essentially every class,
uh-huh.
Before you even get to the new era, there's 12 classes, they tell you, in the starting area. And then you go into other places and there's variations of everything.
I was gonna ask you: is this a fake open world thing, or are you just following the story and it's not really open to explore or what?
This is a main story. When you're not in a fight, they call it themselves the overworld.
Uh huh.
You walk around. You grab little. Hey, this glowing. You go over to it. There's resources.
Mm-hmm.
You walk around to some enemies that random encounters. Those are things, but you don't really get penalized. You just get. You grind money that you use to upgrade units and things, the honor points.
Uh-huh.
You can go to other towns and there'll be side missions and you can recruit this person if you do the side mission. There's some where you free towns, and in doing so, sometimes there's a docked, a harbor side town, and then you fix up the towns by using the resources that you're picking up in the overworld. Some of them have boats. You get on the boat, take you to another place. There's a little stuff to do here.
Okay.
Is that to the extent of a Far Cry where you're like, this guy stole my banana.
Yeah.
And then you have to go find a banana. It's usually, I don't trust this guy. Right. The most you do is either talk to other people to get info, or it just shows a fight right there and then you battle them. And then you get story by just them talking.
Okay. And you're saying there's no penalties. If you lose, you just restart? You don't lose currency?
The random red enemies,
mm-hmm.
It'll just take you to the last place you stopped at, but not time wise, just boom, and you're there.
Oh, so everything that you just teleport to it technically. So if you picked up shit on the way, it didn't undo that.
Right.
Got it. Oh, that sounds great. Well, how about just if you die on a real thing, you just restart from checkpoint? Oh, my fault. That fucker's a tactician, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, man.
Damn, my fault. I'll let you know then what happens. You sold me. I think I'm going to get, after this recording, I'm going to go get it on Switch.
The gameplay is so fucking fun. And a lot of times, too, they'll have, you know, I said there's random encounters.
Uh-huh.
If you ever see a unit on the map and they're just wearing yellow clothes, that's their way of, you talk to them, they tell you about the class they are, and then you do a mock battle to show, so they can show you what the hell they mean. So you use your units against this guy, and he's like, hey, I'm an archer. I do this, and I do this. This skill's good. You want to see? You battle him.
Mm-hmm.
If you win, they give you money. If not, they tell you, hey, the good thing about me is this, but the bad thing is this. And then you kind of move on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they kind of tell you, hey, this character, this kind of class, they work well with this class because this class. Those yellow units are kind of there to teach, like, to teach you about them, and you fight them and you get money, and then you can buy items and stuff, kind of like that.
Oh, I see. To soup up what set of class,
I'm or assuming. Whoever.
Oh,
it's just generic money.
Generic moolah. Okay.
You go from town to town too, and there's a good reason to upgrade towns or free towns because each one has a different store, different items. There's big ass towns where you get the way you upgrade them is they have deliveries. And you just give them materials in exchange for doing these. And once you finish a page of it, you get a star and you see it slowly build up. Most towns are only one star. And then anything you could possibly get for them, it's unlocked.
Uh-huh.
There's bigger towns that are three, so it's three pages of that shit.
Damn.
You can unlock a tavern so you can eat with your people. And it builds their rapport altogether.
And you find all these things just walking around in the overworld. Got it.
It's like a little mini game where you mine as well. You go over there and then you hit the floor and it's like, there's an AoE and they show an arrow. Oh, there's something over here. That's how you get some stuff as well.
There's no, like, time constraint, right? This isn't Persona in any way.
Cool. Not that I've noticed.
Cool, cool, cool. By time, I mean, like, you know, the loop of, you know, there's so many days passed.
Not to that extent, but they use time of day interesting in battle. So some classes can have, like, if they have a shield, most likely they have a passive ability. Hey, block this. If it's a flying unit and you block, you get this back. But they have, like, blocking, but with caveats that if you make sure you block the right thing, you get this.
Okay.
There's units where do this move. If it's daytime, when you're doing this battle, you get this.
Oh.
And you get to the point where there's units in a certain race. I won't keep saying, say what race, but
yeah.
When it's nighttime, They're crackheads. They have enhanced stats. I think their stamina doesn't go down in battles, but there's day and night cycles.
Oh shit!
That's very interesting. And the area I'm at now, they highlight that.
So does that happen in real time, or do you like stop, rest till it's nighttime, then continue, or?
In the battle, even when you're walking around, they show like a little, you know, like Don't Starve Together. They have the little compass thing at the top and you see the night and day cycle.
Or like Cult of the Lamb.
Yeah, that goes on when you're battling. Or when you're in a mission, you can pause time. But if you don't pause time, everybody's moving the way you told them to move.
Oh, I see.
Okay. And when it's not paused, you can see time pass.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then there's items where you can just immediately change the time of day.
Okay.
But I think they're rare because I've only found one.
I'm cool with that. I just want to make sure it's not, hey, you got to do one thing in a day, one thing in a
class to do. No, no,
yeah, no. I'm like, fam, let me play. Okay.
One thing that is overwhelming is Fire Emblem, maybe every one or two missions you recruit somebody.
Uh-huh.
There's so many fucking units that I have extra people. And then you can hire mercenaries to fill spots if you wanted to. There's so many fucking people.
And your party size is max what?
The most you can have per squad is 5 when it's maxed out. And you can make, I think it's 8 squads total.
Uh-huh.
But even then, there's so many fucking people.
I mean, I think that's a good problem now, because they're all different types or classes, I'm assuming.
Yeah, there's some that are similar classes,
But the
even though they
racings,
have different stats, and yeah.
and different
But
probably
that's the only thing
passes.
that's been overwhelming for me. I'm not used to having
That level
way too
of,
many people.
yeah.
In Fire Emblem, I'm like, all right, I can see I'm gonna like you. I'm gonna like you for your stats. I'm gonna like you, and then you can just neglect most of them. But here, you're using everybody, and then
You're finding out new
there's different things.
combos. Yeah, it's a lot of toys to play with. That's that. I get it. You get to mid. You get it's a, You're still min-maxing. You're still excited to try to figure it out, and then you're gonna finish the game. You're like, but I'm still not done min-maxing.
Yeah, honestly, dude.
That's my only question. My next question is, when you finish it, is there an end game? Like, you can just go around doing stuff, or is it gonna
I
like
don't know.
save? Like, oh, this is your last save before you finish the game, so you can go.
I have no clue. As of right now, I mean, with map completion, I have 75% of it explored.
Then you're going to town, bro.
Yeah, I'm level 26. Like I said, level 40 seems to be is the level of the final mission. And if you wanted to, for whatever reason, pretty much once you finish the tutorial part of the game, you could literally start. If you were dumb enough, you could start the final mission immediately.
That's crazy.
I don't see how it would work, but
Maybe
you
New Game
could.
Plus, if they want to challenge themselves. If there is, like, we'll find out when you finish the game to see if there's like a new game plus, or it actually lets you just keep playing afterwards, like in the
I could
same.
see to an extent how you can get it to work because I don't remember if you're recording already when I said it. Little Colosseum do. She's level 40. I was level 26 and I ran through it just off of setting up my teams.
So maybe she was supposed to be post game, like post. Oh, you beat the last guy. Oh, you try to get her. Burns like I've been done that. I'm taking her to the end
Yeah.
of the game. That's what I'm doing.
Honestly. And then in frame one, I'm like, all right, you're here.
Damn. Yep. Get to know each other. Shake hands. Whatever you need to. Cause we're shipping this. That's what you said.
Yep.
Okay.
It's cool too that apparently any person in your that you've recruited, you could marry. They don't do like a oh, because your character's a guy, it's only girls or anything like that. Apparently anybody that you
Can.
can physically put that bar up the rapport, you can marry them.
Oh, good for them.
Which is cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm sold, bro. That's a hype ass
Yeah.
review slash overview.
I don't even know what to say besides it. And I don't really see watching the Jinxes. I don't see any way that it's going to deter me how much I've enjoyed it so far.
Unless they, you can't even fathom how big of a shit they need to take at the end of this game for it
Yeah.
to, yeah.
I honestly have zero. Even if like the story's ass, like it ends with a stupid ending, that gameplay didn't end horribly.
That's what I'm saying. Gameplay is king, bro. Shoot.
Yeah, I haven't beat it yet, but this is I don't know what contests this so far in 2024
That's your
for
top
me.
for new? Okay. Oh, that's your number one spot. I mean, I don't care about Fate 5. I already got my top three.
Do I?
Yeah, I think you do. You've played more than three games.
Yeah.
So, it should be part of it.
I started writing. Yeah, I drilled. I started writing some of it.
Writing what?
Oh, it's yeah, it's easy top three.
Why is it easy?
I wrote down. I already have my 2024 list just so I can remember it,
Yep,
like
that's.
what I've heard that I liked, so I can discuss it later. With this on my list, there's only one, two, three, four. Wait, one, two, three, four.
What do you
Oh, I have
five is
literally
after?
five games that I played this year, and I only wrote the ones I liked. So this list is just stuff I liked, not just everything.
And you already have
And it's at
five.
five.
Oh, then you're out here. That's gonna be a rough list by the end of the year.
We're in Hades. You know what pisses me off is that so far, a lot of people that I know but me have gotten into the Hades
Get out of here.
technical test.
They're
I
fucking
know
with
three
you.
people. I know
Yeah.
three people that got it.
They're fucking with you then. They watch the show. And they're just toying with you.
You know how many copies of the game I own? I own the official soundtrack behind me, and still nothing.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, maybe they're trying to save you for like when it's early access or the last technical test.
Don't
So
they?
they
The
get
people
it
that
at
was,
the best.
they know I didn't beat Unicorn Overlord yet, and they're like, "You gotta see this, dude. Trust me."
Yeah. They're probably like, when you beat that game, we'll give you the goods. I don't know, from this footage I've been watching of like streamers and stuff, it's looking solid, dude.
I haven't watched anything. I don't want to know anything.
Oh, okay, then I'll skip over that. I just know it's looking solid, bro.
Okay.
Solid. Yeah, I can't wait. But we'll move on from that. Did you start watching Fallout?
I only saw the first 5 minutes while I was eating cereal one weekend. And then I was like, oh, shit, they're doing replays of Coachella. And then I didn't...
Oh.
Not to say that I didn't like it. No, I'm not saying I stopped watching because I didn't care. It's just I remember the idea of watching some of the sets, and I'm like, do that instead.
No, I saw like one or a few of them. I think I forgot which ones I told you. I know I saw, what's it called? John Baptiste, the last dinner party, I think it is. And maybe one before that, Ray. I think Ray for the second one, because they had that incident. Like someone, there was an issue. She had to like stop the show.
Yeah, the emergency.
Is that what it was? Okay. I don't know what was happening. She was just like...
someone probably passed out, whatever, because she said get him water.
So oh, like, most likely passed out.
Passed out.
Yeah,
I saw less than the first weekend, but I still ended up seeing... on Friday,
mm-hmm.
I saw every main act besides Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, okay.
I chose not to, and I watched someone else, but I don't remember who.
Okay. I mean, it was an okay set.
It's nothing against her. I was just like, meh.
You don't know any of her music, and her music doesn't interest you?
Yeah, like I wasn't invested, but I mean, just not to say anything bad about her.
Okay.
And then the other 2 days, I think I watched Ray. I watched John Baptiste again.
Okay.
But I think that's it on Saturday.
That's it.
And I can remember. And then Sunday, I only watched Olivia Dean.
Okay. Oh, you put Messy? That was just the name of her album, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were just going to publicly out her now.
No. I still today, actually, because I was like, did I add anything to this list?
Mm-hmm.
And I panicked and I just listened to what
Okay. If you don't want to, you don't have to talk about it.
No, I liked it.
Okay.
She was one of my favorite. Why did I put the YouTube version? Oh, I switched the title. I don't like YouTube music.
Damn, bro. That's. It'd be like that.
But how fucking stupid I am. When I switched to YouTube music, I bought the year outright. It's cheaper.
Yep.
So I have this. I have both until January.
Sick.
So I get no ads, and then I get.
I mean, yeah, your
music streaming service.
You're technically paying for no ads on YouTube.
Yeah.
And knowing how you go down rabbit holes on YouTube, that's saving you a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit of rabbit
holes. Yeah.
It came out in 2023. It's the only sad part because I wanted to give it its props at the time. Now, in hindsight, also I want to give it props for this year if it did come out this year.
Yep.
I've heard of her was Coachella, weekend one. I think I was just clicking through all of them.
Yep.
And then I think I muted hers and I heard a British accent and I'm like, hey, well, if you're gonna twist my arm.
Yeah. I'm already downloading it on my phone for offline listen.
Yeah. I didn't listen to the album till today, but at the time when she was doing her set, I pulled up YouTube music and if I could find out which song she was singing and I liked it, I hearted it.
Yeah.
And it turns out, I think at the time, out of 12 songs they were from this album, 5 of them I already had hearted before I even heard the album itself.
Damn.
Great singer, good energy. It's like neo-soul-y, and that's right up my alley. Like, it's like upbeat R&B kind of.
Okay.
That's kind of the way I can explain it. But with some like jazz, more traditional like elements into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed her set quite a bit. It's top 3 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Coachella of this year.
Mm-hmm.
John Baptiste, her somewhere in there, and then Ray. 2 British people and a guy from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Young Miko's I liked as well. Hers I watched both times. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
The time.
Did you watch Tyler, the Creators, to see if he brought Frank?
Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned it actually, because the first time he didn't, and I went out loud.
Yeah.
Upset.
Yeah, smacked your lips so loud.
Literally, out loud. I was singing this. Window is what he did.
Uh huh.
an entire time, like any minute now.
Come on. Happened. Yeah. Out loud went, you're like, God damn, got me fucked up. Yeah.
This weekend, or the second weekend.
Yeah.
I think it's a song called She, and he and Frank's in this and that too.
Yeah.
And he told the audience, go ahead and sing it, because he's not coming out. And he's like, we don't know. I don't even know where he is.
Damn it, dude. He addressed it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure so people were.
Watch it, because that would have gotten me heated.
Yeah. I mean, he probably doesn't know where the hell he is. I mean, probably Omar knows where he is. Because he's out here sounding almost just like him now. Who knows?
I don't know.
We waiting, though, Frank. We waiting.
Honestly, if I could only go to one more concert that I haven't, like, for an artist I haven't gone to.
It's Frank, is it right? Yeah. Frank. Well, I mean, whenever he announces, if he does more music, it's going to be on tour as well.
Let me tell you something, because he's going to disappear for 7 decades. So the second he appears again, I have to see him.
Yeah, because you don't know when.
Yeah.
That could be the last time, because he's going to go to the trip to Mars or some shit.
Honestly. But let me tell you something. If in that concert he randomly brings out a song from Blonde.
That's not random. He would definitely put Blonde. That's part of his big.
I would assume album release and then he tours it. So I would assume it'd be primarily that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So, but let's say I like the album.
Yep.
The releases, which that's already saying a lot, him releasing another album.
Yeah.
But let's say, like, oh, bangers, right? He has one that's upbeat. Let's say it's some kind of fucking trap twerk shit. And I'm like,
oh, okay.
Get it.
Right? Yeah.
And then I immediately hear Ivy. I'm going to be like, I'm an electric into tears.
Into tears. Let's go. That's going to be an unblockable.
Yeah. It's going to be the quickest 180 ever.
Especially if he's looking at you while he does it. He's going to be like, is he okay?
I'm like, you did this.
Yeah. It's your fault. And just keep pointing at him the entire time.
Facebook.
I wish he brings him out to do that part.
That's the only thing he does from fun is that interview.
Is that? And he brings him out for that. Holy shit. That's funny.
What the fuck was I talking about?
They were talking about the sets. And I asked you about Tyler the Creator to see if he brought out Frank.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, that's at least he addressed it, though. He's like, I know y'all were expecting him. I would like him here. I don't know where he's at.
No, he's like, he's not coming, so sing it for him.
Yeah.
Cabrón. Olivia Dean. So, yeah, I liked her performance. And then I panicked, listened to an album immediately today because I don't remember if I had anything.
Then we would just shoot the shit. Like, this doesn't have to have something on the.
Yeah,
on the...
but I mean, this is good.
Yeah.
I know I like her as an artist. Her recent album came out last year called Messy. I wasn't saying she was messy. I was like, that's the name of the album.
Because I just saw you type her name, /Messy. And I'm like, what the hell happened? I thought you were going to talk about her set.
Yeah, so set, I nothing but glowing reviews for it. Top three sets of Coachella 2024. I don't know who's the third most probably. Okay, so John Baptiste
is at the top, yeah.
And then Ray or Young Miko, I don't remember. But Ray's, I'm gonna put Ray.
I think Ray's my third, yeah.
Yeah, I thought about it and then I heard her hit a really high note for a long time.
Yeah.
That's good. She's live.
Live.
Yeah. So that's the order. So it's John Baptiste, Olivia Dean.
And Ray. And
Ray, with honorable mention to Young Meek. I liked her set.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody.
I don't think so. I don't remember if there was one that was like that.
Oh, though. And Last Dinner Party, I liked
her. Yeah, it was a good discovery. I still need to do some homework on them. And I forgot who the other band was. It was Last Dinner Party, and there's another one. They opened the night, or they opened the days, pretty much. They're like usually the first ones up.
I don't know. But Palace as well. That's the one that I said sounds like Revolver to the Head Coldplay.
Yes.
Listen to their whole thing this week. That's another one I listened to. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed their music.
Okay. I'm going to check them out. I didn't watch them.
The only people that come to mind that I can think of.
Who's the other girl band?
Besides like the Alex Skepta's the girl band?
Yeah, there was a late night dinner party. And there was one that went on earlier. It was also the girls? Girl, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's bothering me. I mean, look at it. Oh, the VODs are still up, right?
I don't know.
For fuck's sake. I'll look it up in a sec. The hell?
All right, so Olivia Dean's album, 12 tracks, 35 minutes. So almost just half an hour. So it's at the point where I'm saying, give it a try regardless, right? Out of 12 songs, the only ones that I didn't heart. Yeah, there's only two I didn't heart. So out of 12, 10 of them are hearted.
Damn.
What's, you know what's interesting? So I liked the recorded versions, but I think if there were a live version of this album, it'd be one of the very few times I choose to listen to a live version. And the only reason I say that is because, like, the energy of her performing it live, it sounded better than the album, like much more energy, and it's like a nicer vibe. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah,
it's weird because I usually don't like live versions of songs.
That's what I say. Like, it just because the energy was so good when we were watching, like it was high.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I don't even know what else to say. It's like neo soulish, R&B-ish, upbeat. There's energy behind it, but it's not like EDM. Mixed clean. It doesn't sound like ass. Sounds pretty good. Less than 40 minutes, I suggest everybody listen to it.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
I enjoyed myself three times. Twice her doing it live and once recorded while working out.
Was it Chappelle Roan? No. I thought it was a band. The Japanese House.
I remember the name, but I don't think I ever stopped by and listened.
Those are the two I gotta do some homework on. I still gotta watch Doja Cat's. I didn't see.
I'm upset too because I wanted to see Thames and she was like after I was supposed to go horizontal, so I never got to see Thames.
Yeah, the whole 3 hours ahead thing really destroyed me that weekend, dude. Going to bed really late. Like at almost 4 a.m.
Hers and Doja Cat's are really the only ones I think I regret missing. I didn't see Lana the second weekend. And I only really got to catch Lana the first
time. Same. Yeah.
Completely the first time.
Same. So I don't know if they fixed the mic stuff and it turned out better or not. Because her mic stuff was really bad. Like, it pretty much, like, was not. That audio stream was not being sent to us in, like, any way. The mic, anyway. To the whatever was streaming it. I think it sounded like it was playing out of their speakers and stuff there. But that was just not coming through.
Yeah, they probably had it set up in the PA for there. But whoever was routing it to the... Whoever was in charge of routing it to the stream, the cat output, shit in the bed.
Yeah, something happened. Like, and I thought it was just her, but...
It was across the board.
Yeah. Weekends. Oh, it happened again the second week? I didn't notice.
I don't know about her, but there's people there have that I noticed it for.
Oh, okay. That's insane. How do we get into Coachella? I forgot how we got into it. Oh, that's what it was. I'll definitely gonna try this one out, too.
I really need to watch John Batiste's documentary, though. I've said this too many times, but I enjoyed it. Both nights. Because, I mean, everyone had similar sets. They didn't
deviate that much? Okay.
For the most part. Even the setups between songs were kind of similar. The only difference is second time John Batiste didn't bring out Juvenile or Willow.
Ah, okay. Then, yeah, for his first night, his first weekend was the one, bro. The hype was huge.
I'm excited to hear whenever that Willow song releases. I'm telling you that breakdown, that Catronata, I was like, where is he coming out? Because there's a certain section that is sounding like Catronata.
There's two singles that she has out now, and they're both good.
But I don't know if it's his song or her song.
Oh, okay, never mind. Then it might be his, and she's featuring or something.
John Batiste, Willow.
I mean, you
came up.
Nothing.
Bullshit.
That's weird because usually when it's like a track like that, they'll drop it right away. Because Tinashe dropped that new track live there and then it appeared on platforms the same day or the day after, I think. I forgot what it was called.
It's crazy how many songs he has with people. And something else too that I noticed, sorry, one more sentence about Coachella. A lot of the artists that I thought I've never heard of. So like Erica the Cashier, I think her name is. And there's someone else that I saw. Oh, in the Kerrangbin.
And Peggy, I'm Peggy Goo. Or Peggy?
Peggy Goo, yeah.
Go?
Peggy Goo, go. I didn't realize I have songs in my library with them in it or their songs.
Yeah, like this already. Like this year, Peggy Goo dropped the na 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 na.
No, that one, yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, snap.
From the year before, I have these artists in my library as features and stuff, and I just didn't even know.
You should have, yeah. So when they announced the lineup, you should have been more hype because you apparently already listened to them.
L'Impératrice, the French like funk group that was there. It was pretty entertaining as well.
Oh, I don't think I saw them. Yeah, I don't think I did. Usually I'll stay if it's like EDM and stuff, but I think something else was on at that time that I was probably watching.
Charlotte DeWitt's set was good too, both times. But that's what I was surprised by. Sets were similar throughout the weekend, so I was expecting bigger variants, but
yeah, I mean, same.
They had a good set the first time, they had a good set the second time, essentially.
Okay. But with less features, like, or guest stars.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Frank.
Yeah, dude, that's wild. That is funny that he's just like, he probably got a bunch of messages on, like, he looked at Twitter or something, and he's like, everyone was complaining, like, where the fuck was Frank or something for his feature or whatever.
Lowe's, he still did not do Sauce It Up.
Oh, you've watched him the second time. The second. Damn, cancel him. That is crazy. He didn't do it.
That shit hurt.
That's really hype.
He did a similar set again, but I'm glad they didn't take out do what I want. Now I do what I want.
Uh-huh.
And then How Life Goes. That's true. She's a boy. Like, he did those songs, but here's all set up. And Tyler still didn't bring out Playboi Carti. It's the other thing I want to say.
Oh my gosh. Did he bring out the dude again? The old guy who he sampled in a song?
Charlie Wilson? I don't think so. I don't remember.
Oh.
Honestly.
That's crazy. He's the
same guy in Bound, too, right?
I did not know that. That is him?
You're tired? Yeah. Pretty sure. No, I don't trust myself.
I mean, I believe you.
He asked me in a way that I don't trust myself, though.
I asked you in a way that you don't trust yourself.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking powers do I have,
Charlie
dude?
Wilson, okay.
Okay, good. I think I have some weird fucking passive or something that I'm not aware of. Okay.
Listen to other stuff too, but not really. I didn't feel any type of way enough to talk about.
Just indifferent music?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I was gonna go check the list. Like, I don't know what the two things that are on there are. The two things that are on there are. That's a terrible sentence. Anywho, I can run through Prince of Persia. I don't know if this is a reboot in any way. It's just a side-scrolling Prince of Persia. It is a Metroidvania. Art, like, super cartoony and stylized, like, models and stuff, like, textures and stuff, so it's one of those that could probably hold up well in the future because not trying to be as realistic as possible. I mean, also, I'm trying to think of what the plot. I gotta be honest, I was kind of confused with the plot for the most part. He's trying to save, they're stuck into some like time spin control something, and he's as you what is it, explore the Metroid map, you know what I mean, the map, you'll fight versions of yourself as like little boss areas, and when you fight them you get like the ability they have from a different timeline, if that makes sense. So you're going around fusing yourself to yourself and you gain more like powers. There's meter management here, so you have like meters and different super moves do different, you know, cost different amount. Which I guess leads me into the combat. Combat is just that. It's like playing Smash Bros. With combos. Like, it's, you can hit a direction, hit A, just, you can just like down A for a bit for something, There's a different co a combination of you can do light to, I don't know if that's heavy or special or whatever. Holding it, you can launch somebody in the air, jump up in the air. There's air combos. Once you start unlocking more and more like gadgets, that like platforming gadgets, like double jump and stuff like that, you can do some crazy infinites until they die. It's unfortunately it's not like Castle Crashers where oh he's in a combo, you keep hitting him, he's dead. No, he can keep hitting him. It doesn't do that unfortunately, which I kind of like from Castle Crashers because if you're trying to work on your infinites, you're gonna need something to keep hitting. Yeah, and that's probably my favorite part was the Metroid part, the exploring and doing the combat because the enemy types are different. Some of them are like super armor for a bit, but there's also a parry in the game. But you can only parry when. Oh, I'm sorry, no, you can parry anytime. There's a critical parry where like they're about to do an attack and it'll glow like yellow or something to let you know if you parry this, they're dead. And it's like a one hit, or not one hit. It might be like just a ton of damage. But once you get so strong and you upgrade your weapons, you can just like parry, kill the thing, and move on. If he does it often enough, you'll get to equip like a bunch of was it keychains? Like things that you put on a not a keychain. What is it? The charms?
Charms.
Yeah, charms. On like your necklace, and they do different like builds and stats and stuff. So if you want, hey, while wearing this and you parry, you slow down time in a small bubble, and then you can upgrade that amulet to be a bigger bubble and things like that. And then you can start trying to make your own build if you need to for different fighting styles. You get a bow and arrow as well for the co the combat's pretty.
Should we zone in?
Yeah, like you can use that even to like. Suspend yourself in the air for a little bit because the animation goes like that and he shoots it. So you can like hit him a few times, chuck him up in the air, hit him a couple of times. You can da dash in the air, then you can hit him a few times, arrow into continue another comp. Like you can just go crazy, and it's really
That's
fun to do that.
crazy.
Yeah. What was that?
Afterwards, I remember I mentioned something.
Gotcha. And yeah, I just enjoyed it. I like my Metroidvanias, and this one is done very well.
It long?
I think it is a little tad bit along alongside because the fast travel points are placed in a way where I'm always just teleporting close enough to where I need to go, and then I still need to traverse the map. If that makes sense, which is not a bad thing. You can, pretty much grind the enemies out of the way. You still fight things on the way, so and you use that kind of stuff to upgrade your weapons and all the amulets that you want to upgrade. So, yeah, you do a lot more platforming than normal because the fast travel points are placed in weird places, but you get to do the combat when the combat's fun. So, it's combat corner though, because that if you don't got anything else, bro, I'm gonna talk about Rise of the Ronin.
Yeah, talk about that. And I was gonna mention the 2KO stuff, the 2X KO stuff.
Oh, that's right. I saw the trailer that you put on there. Okay. Rise of the Ronin. Developers of the Neo series. This is their first jab at open world. Neo 2 were kind of like mission based, and they just, load certain areas and you just fight through it. Rinse and repeat. This is the first go at open world. I already said that. And they made the drastic change between the Neo series and this, where they kind of focused it on historical place. And so they went from like huge demons that are snakes trying to kill you and stuff to just fighting other human beings. Right? There's no supernatural stuff. It's just peeps, right? It's just you, me, the sword, or my weapon, because it's more than just a sword you can use. Go ahead. Yes.
So with you saying it's just humans, is it the same complaint that we had about Neo where they're like, you know what, I'm kind of tired of being hit, I'm gonna swing at you now?
There is it's humans and then they have like morphed shits. Like there's like big sumo dudes which are like still humans, but then there's like tall, skinny dudes that are like bigger and they kind of take hits like they're monsters. That's like that is their monster, I guess, for this game. But they're not that off. They're not I guess they do show up more often later on. But that's the biggest thing. But you still fight them as you would fight any of the other smaller humans. You can parry everything they throw at you. They all it's poise, by the way. So it's like Neo's poise system, but this one feels more satisfying. Because when you take an attack, you take a it's like a stamina. When they attack you, theirs goes down. Like it's not it's always full until you break it down. They're balancing their ki as well.
Like Sekiro, right?
Yes. So like you're that dance that you're ha that's happening happens on a constant basis. The only difference which I like more is because Sekiro you only had a sword. Like and Neo 2 just brought over all of the or sorry. In Rise of the Ronin, they just took hey, all those things from Neo 2? Let's do it. They have handguns, they have rifles, they have bow and arrow, they have sword, great sword, pole arm, sphere. You can unarm. I for like a percentage of the game, I did the masteries. Let me talk about masteries. Each weapon has masteries you can do. And you the gun does not, because that's a side. That's a the same way the rifle was a secondary thing. That's the same way as the handguns, except you can quick draw and then like and just shoot the shit out of things. But all right, bro, I don't know what that means.
A little upset. I want a revolver master.
You do. You can make a build on just using guns
Yeah, but
and
at
using
least your
handguns.
mastery.
I mean, there might be actually there might be something that uses that type of style with a certain weapon. Because there's people you fight who have like a sword and gun combo, and some people fight. There's a weapon that's the gun with the bayonet. And that's a main one that you can do masteries with, which is a rifle. It's not handgun, unless there is one with a handgun. I just did not see it. So there might be. Anyway, you have a bunch of options. So if you want to, and a lot of them are tied. You know, there's like Neo. If you update the strength, hey, these weapons are get the most, you know, buff or whatever. That's there, and you can jump between any or any weapon anytime because they have drops, just like any other thing. They drop sweat, you know. Gear and then you can swap them out. What was I gonna say before? The masteries. Sorry, you it's like each a sword has its set of masteries and or fighting stances, if you will. And just like in Ghost of Tsushima, this stance beats this stance, etc. So when you're fighting somebody in the world, you can see their stance compared to yours, and it'll be like, hey, your stance sucks, you might want to swap. So you can have three slots, like you hold R1 and then tap the
Active
right
kind
stick,
of mid low.
sort of like that, but you can customize to be any three styles you want. And some styles are specifically better than others, and that's what the compare you start swapping styles depending on who you're fighting. Yeah, it sounds like a lot, but it's very quick because it's just like hold R1 and tap aside, and he'll move and he'll change. And you can use that as an attack as well. Like you can attack into swap to stance, and he'll do like a move, like an attack with a move stance change. Move stance change? That's not even a fucking real thing. But like he'll swap from like up here.
Animation.
Yeah. He'll stand from like up here, swipe, and you can I think it's R1 and whichever one. He'll like spin into the next thing you've selected.
Just imagine, because I'd probably do fists and revolver at some point. So it'd be like, imagine just a two piece and then.
You can do that. Just have unarmed, like on one of the slots, because you can have two slots just like in Neo. For your weapon, one of them unarmed, and one the other one, you know, whatever you want to main, like any of the actual weapons. And then have your gun on the second, so you can like punch people, then shoot them if you want them to.
This is a PlayStation exclusive, right?
Yeah, for now, but
Oh, wait.
I think it's gonna be on PC, and I'm probably gonna get it again on PC so I can play it again. I liked it a lot. I've 100%ed like the collecting shit, like everything's I. Map complete pretty much. But there's also like a bunch of trophies and stuff, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'll maybe 100% it on PC. There is co-op though. I did not know. I thought it was single player. But I haven't had a chance to test it because nobody else owns it on the PS5. I think it's only mission based. Like I don't think you can explore the open world with your team, with your friends. Because the only time you're able to invite them is when you're about to do a mission. Unless I, you know, someone can just join on you while you're in the open world and that's it. But yeah, I did not test that, but it's there. It says cooperate. Yeah, so combat's fantastic. Open world stuff gets once you've done each type a few times, you're like, okay, I'm doing it for completion's sake. It's not really that great side stuff because a lot of it's like find the cats. It's like, okay, I find the cat, and then to spice it up, sometimes some cats like will run away from you, so you have to like stealth approach them. If not, they get scared, and you have to just go far enough away to reset the area or whatever, and then come back and try again. But like that stuff, I'm like, I don't care. They have dojos, so you do like you can fight everyone in the story pretty much, and fighting them. But it's like scored, so like, hey, if you get a high score, you get master on, you know, this fight with Tony the Shovel. But what you'd want to do that because if as you fight each of them and you get to a certain score for each, you advance, yeah, you advance a stance that either by weapon or one that they taught you before. And then you can level it up, and unlocking more or upgrading your mastery for a weapon can give you more moves. So you can modify your move list for that weapon with some moves. But I think it's only one. I think it's R1 and circle is the one you can map to another one. And you start unlocking moves to fill that slot in with. Again, the combat stuff, man, they knocked it out of the park, man. Like, you going. The only thing that. Okay, there is one thing that breaks it. Because it's so like one-on-one hit, like even if it's like three people around you can sw you know target swap around, you feel like a fucking samurai, right? Because you're like, I just took out three guys stylishly switching stances and stuff. When it's the other way around, the immersion's broken. Like it's just your AI companion slashing the shit out of this guy, and then you come in when he's like not when he's like you're not aggro, they just also combo him, which I don't know. It's like when we play when we're playing Neo co-op, and then some poor thing comes in front of us like a grunt, and we all just like fucking strong attack it to death, and it dies. It like deletes in front of us. That's exactly what it is, unfortunately. But it's funny sometimes because some bosses or what's the name are like have a lot of health, so they can help knock down the HPs. There's bonds that you can make with a bunch of characters. And yes, you can decide on who you want to snoo Brian. There's they give you options, both male and female. And the reason, oh, because you can the story. Sorry, the story opens up with you and your like sibling, who's a village got killed by I forgot who it was. I think it was the English. I don't remember. Was the English or maybe the Philippine? I don't remember what it was. Anywho, you guys are raised as twins and as the Veiled Edge, and you guys become, you know, Loredugo, right? Like the top of the top. Or trained underneath someone who was. Anyway, your like dojo that you grew up in learning other stuff gets attacked, and then you and your sibling or your blade twin get separated. You can customize both of those characters. So if you wanted to be sisters, you can, brothers, you can. It defaults to brother and sister, but you can customize both of them. So why did I go on that long ass tangent?
The bonds.
The bonds, thank you. So I was gonna say, like, it doesn't matter if it the game doesn't care what gender you are at all because you can be anything when you create the character. So you got male offerings and female offerings, and I think. There's some, no, there's not. Disregard that. I thought there was an option for one of the ladies that you meet during the story, but I don't think so. Anywho, again, making bonds with people or increasing the bonds is like giving them gifts or doing their side quests, or if they're fighters, you fight them in the dojo. You can also gain, you know, bond that way. Best of giving gifts. Sometimes some of the bonds, the people you bond with, are people who get are quest givers. So as you finish side quests and stuff, it'll, you know, increase your bond with them, which unlocks sometimes more gear and more, what is it? Sometimes, yeah, a higher mastery in a weapon or mastery in a st or weapon stance. And that's... Is that it? Combat. Progression. The progression for this... the character, it uses a combination of a generic skill point and then stat-specific skill points. So you have strength, intelligence, charisma, and dexterity. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have generic skill points that you can use in any of those sections. But then you'll have like a strength point that you can only use in that tree, things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those max games. So you're not really making builds. You're just maxing everything out. So I've already maxed it all by the time I got to the end of the game, which makes it gear-based after that. Because once you finish the game, you unlock a new difficulty level and a new level of rarity for items. So you get Masterworks now. You can only get Masterworks by doing the new hardest difficulty. So I'm gonna
give you like a free set when you beat it.
I didn't check my inventory yet for that, but I'm pretty sure I don't have one. Hmm. I'm sorry, I don't have a set. I think they gave me like a chess piece or something. But that's about it. That's the Ronin in a nutshell. I hope it gets a sequel because I love this. It was a great samurai cutting people down.
Something called Fall of the Ronin.
Yeah. That would be a good sequel, even though this is sort of the rise and fall of the Ronin in the story. Because it's apparently based on real people and like real events. Mm-hmm. So if kind of does the Assassin's Creed thing where you kind of, your decisions make some changes, but not historical changes. So it'll still go through a timeline of, this is when the anti-shogunate rebels were doing their thing. And they'll follow a timeline which things are... with things that I think happened for real. That's it. Rise of the Ronin, I highly recommend it. It is... A lot of people are trying to compare it to Tsushima and this. And I would say exploring in Tsushima is better, but combat, I think Rise of the Ronin has it.
Which one wins altogether?
Well, I'm a little biased with Rise of the Ronin. Cause I just recently played. I have been a while since I played Tsushima.
Played it the other day.
I mean, I did start the DLC the other day, but I haven't put in some time. You feel me?
I forgot you did. I just said it just to say it.
I think you were there watching me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I said it without remembering that part.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That is all I had. I don't know if you had anything else, bro.
No. I mean, 2X KO, they finally revealed Aloy.
That's what it was.
I love it. I love how she looks like she's going to play. The Marvel player in me is already, just from the gameplay trailer video that they did, mm-hmm. is already theory crafting with characters that we haven't seen their full kit for yet. I'm back in my bullshit.
Oh, let's go. That's good.
I'm just excited to play it. Apparently, there's going to be a playable demo at Evil Japan this weekend. So people will get to try her.
How many characters do they have playable for now, right?
Playable?
In demo format, at least. Oh, five? Okay.
Let me see. Before I lie to you. Before I lie to you.
Because she's going to be available to play so recently, I would imagine the other ones that...
Five.
Five? Okay.
Five playable. Darius. What's this kid's name? Echo. Ari. Yasuo and now Aloy.
Okay.
But they've already announced 6 because Jinx.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Did they say, do they have a timeline for that?
I think they said the beta at some point this year, but I don't know when they're going to release.
Okay.
I already signed up for the playtest. To see if they like me more than Hades. You know, Supergiant, one of my favorite devs that I always give praise to. Still not playing their game.
Oof. I mean, it's going to be soon. I see that coming out into early access soon. It's only going to stay in technical test for a little bit, and then they're going to go right into early access.
Yeah.
So, you probably don't have to wait that long. What are you watching?
I pulled up the, I loaded up Steam,
Yeah.
and you know the little menu that pops up, when it's like, oh, these new things in on the store or whatever, or deals. I thought that that was me getting in, and so I started clicking, and it's not.
Oh. I'm surprised you have that coming up. I disable that every time.
I didn't know you could.
Yeah, it's in the settings. You're talking about like when you first launched in and it's like, oh, this is now available. And it's like just ads for their. Yeah, I took that off. I'm like, I'm good. Believe me, when it's hype, the internet will tell me to go get it. So.
Yeah, I didn't know you could turn that off.
I don't recall exactly where it's at though. I'll check general and scroll and read a bit, but that's about it. What you smiling about?
I have the page open for 2XKO, and I just imagined if you ever want to just make content, it'd be us doing this shit fucking ranked or something.
Oh yeah, we could definitely do that. That could be done with any of the fighting games, like Tekken or if
Well,
Street
this is
Fighter.
different because I can directly get mad at you because you're on my team.
Oh, you can do 2v2s that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have to pick something that'll support you, whatever character you're going, because you're going first, right?
I don't know. It depends on what the team. That's the beautiful thing about team fighting games is there's so much theory crafting behind it. So I don't know. I could be last, I could be first, I could be the worst. It doesn't matter.
Damn, bro. There's a third option?
Yeah.
I wonder if it lets you pick, like, right before the match starts, like the order.
Probably.
I would hope so.
It'd be dumb if you couldn't.
Hey, we've seen really dumb shit being released, so it
I
can
mean,
happen.
I could just literally watch match footage because I think people recorded them playing last Evo, so I could just see how they did it.
Oh, okay, you're right.
I won't, but.
That's true. Wait until you got it in your hands. It stares directly at Riot. It might need their launcher too, though. That sucks. I wish it was on Steam natively. Don't they have a launcher now?
Yeah, you do have to. I don't use the launcher. I just click on. Like whenever I'm invited to play
Valorant.
like TFT. No, I don't play Valorant. Fuck that game.
Okay.
Never playing it again.
Okay, that's fair.
You can click to just load the game up, but then a lot of times you still have to log in.
Oh,
But
okay.
you can have it like per game. So you could just put that into Steam and
Yeah, that'll work.
then
Okay, that's not too bad. Because I wish they do what Overwatch did and Apex
Yeah.
did. They're like, hey, how about we just launch the game? Oh, what a theory.
Yeah, I don't get because even then you get way more eyes on your shit. They could just casually see, oh, my game's on there or in the free to play section. Most play and your game's right there. And, well, I don't know how many times I went, I want to play something, but I don't want to buy something. Just check what's hot in the free to play section. I'll give something a shot. I don't know. Or both. It doesn't have to be exclusive, like you said with Blizzard.
Yeah, they just ported over. Diablo 4 works that way, and so does Overwatch. So does what happened?
I have YouTube open, and 15 hours ago, Olivia Dean posted her singing one of the songs from her album on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, nice.
Good shit, man. I'm happy for her.
Okay.
New fan, but
New fan,
happy
yeah.
for her.
Brian just got in the bus and he's like, let's go!
Yeah.
That's insane. We do have a bunch of freaking games coming out this week. One. Yep, you saw the one this right here.
Yep, Sandland. I want to play it, but I might. It I. My ear's so full that I'm probably gonna have to skip this.
I was thinking of playing this because I forgot this is coming out this week, and you're talking about Unicorn Overlord. I'm like, should I play Sandland instead?
That's up to you, man. If you play it, I would like to watch, just because I want to see if I want to play it.
That's
I
fair.
want to, but at the same time, I can't help but put. Is this what I should give my money to, as opposed to something else down the line? You know what
That's fair. I mean, I think it's on PC. It is. It's on. Wait, it's on Steam, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so remember, we have the family share. So I
You're
can.
right.
So you don't gotta worry, you have it available.
You play the demo? The demo's available.
No, I saw the demo came out, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go in. Because something with RPGs, I don't like to redo it unless I like really, really liked it, and I'll be like, okay, I want to replay it. So I don't want to play a demo, level up a bit, and then have to redo that again. It's something I just don't want to. Okay, it's because I recently visited. I'm like, why is that coming up? This is recently visited, but last week, remember the game Hentai Girls Puzzle was coming out on Nintendo Switch? Like, that shop makes me, like, want to cry over on top of my Nintendo Switch. It's so laggy. The second you go to the second page of anything you're browsing, and then it takes 7 years to load up images for each of the things, and then there's just no filter. It's just, yo, Super Mario, and the next thing over could be Hentai fucking something. Hentai Garden or some shit. Like, I'm like, what? Kids are on here.
I forget that I have a PS5. I forget more than I have a Switch.
Damn, it's like that.
The last thing I played last year, Fire Emblem on it. And I beat it, and then it's just been there.
Okay. I mean, what? The last big game was Zelda, and then the Metroid Prime Remastered, and I don't think you bothered with that either.
Nothing against the games, it's just these are the stuff I'd rather play besides, you know, paying again for nostalgia.
Yeah, sir. And
then, I mean, Zelda, I didn't get through the first, I didn't get through Breath of the Wild, but I didn't play this one.
Then I might try Dragonland. That's wild that I just said that.
That sounds cool.
It's because of Dragon Ball Z and Sandland, so I'll put Dragonland. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with me? Yeah, I might get this then and try it. Get an RPG in there. What is it? Yeah. Oh, I guess I have Infinite Wealth as well. I started that.
Do you get hard copies of games?
If it's everything on the card, yes.
What do you mean?
Like, it doesn't require online to play it. Like Mario, I got Pokemon online. Like.
Damn.
Why?
I don't know why. Had I known you would have interest in Unicorn Overlord, I was sitting a friend of mine. It was on sale last week, the hard copy, at Walmart, $30.
Half off? Did it come out this year?
Yeah. Came out in...
Oh, shit. You said Walmart?
Yeah, but not anymore. I checked just now and it's $60 again.
No, but I've been hearing that going in person, there's crazy deals at Walmart because everyone's giving rid of their physical stuff. I walked through fucking Best Buy this week. Was it this week or last week? That shit's depressing now, bro.
Why?
No more Blu-rays there, dog. Gone. No, there's no physical movies. The game section, fam, like a third of what it was now. Small what little
is rims.
Pretty much for real. Like, I don't know what they're gonna fill it up with. Maybe more TVs, but like, there's nothing there, dude. For
you ever walk in,
they did.
And you see, there's nothing.
They did beef up the PC section. You could buy a bunch. You could build a whole ass computer there, like picking up a bunch of stuff. So like, that's cool. But they shafted over the home console section. Go ahead, though. Yeah, I cut you off.
Yeah, so you ever walk in and just see that it's just getting sadder and sadder, and then you walk out without anything, and the person that usually says, oh, have a good day, you look at him and go, I'm like, worse, bye, and then you just keep going.
I'm sorry? And then it's too late. I'm really, like, running past.
Single tear.
Yeah. Trying to keep it
March
in.
March 8th is when Unicorn Overlord came out.
And it was off 50%. I gotta go to Walmart, see if that's on there. $30 off for, or not $30. Yeah, $30 off. Because it was 60, right? Not 70 when it came out.
I don't remember.
Damn.
I mean, that is part of my curse, dude. You get sales, you get it ported to wherever you want.
You have a crazy passive.
Yeah, I give.
Yeah, I give is my passive. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm a support tank.
Okay.
Because my wallet gets the beating and yeah. I give you sales.
Yeah, yeah, I see you now. It took me a second because I'm like, what?
And I play support and tanks in most things.
I mean, Reinhardt, so.
Reinhardt, Anna, you know, Junker Queen now, this baby girl forever.
Oh, she's a tank? Oh, I forgot. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, what was I gonna mention? Oh, yeah, Fallout. You need to start watching Fallout. There's one section where I'm like, that's Brian.
I mean, technically, I did start it. Just
What do you mean you did
very
start?
far.
Oh, my fault. I meant like get further in is what I meant. Get as
Yeah,
in
I'm
as
just
you
at the
can.
point I need to start watching something. So I haven't started watching, I was gonna say Wolfman. Am I stupid? X-Men? I don't know where Wolf came from.
Oh, I mean Beast, isn't he like really fur like hairy dude?
I mean, yeah, I'm waiting for that to end so I can watch the season, not the whole entire show.
Okay. I was about to say what?
But besides that, I don't have anything to watch because
You don't like Shogun?
I haven't started. Well, I'm
It's slower
like,
pace, so I don't know if you're gonna really enjoy it that much, but okay.
Peaky Blinders isn't quickly paced. I mean, they have maybe an episode that is, and then it's back to Shelby being Shelby's.
A fucking Shelby.
Anything visual media, I'm stupid behind.
Then watch movies, bro. Like, you have options.
I don't know what to. I don't even know what's out.
You go to the movie section, Brian. You load up the application that you know, and then go to movies and go to the ones that are not watched and pick one. Or you can do shuffle.
I didn't watch that documentary, man.
The man was given like 60 options. He said, let me add another option.
That's what I need to watch.
Get covered.
Didn't they make, what's the name of that movie? Was the lady with like no eyebrows? Something,
Who?
was it Mia Goth? That's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't
That's
she like,
is an actress. That's a girl with no eyebrows.
yeah, you ever seen her?
I've seen her. I've seen eyebrows on her too.
Go ahead and look her up.
Okay. Let me take a look.
No disrespect to her, I'm not making fun of her for, but there's a, I can't see them, is what I'll say.
It's just really light.
Hope that's not a condition. I'm gonna feel bad.
Oof, well, I mean, you're here.
Mia Goth. Okay, Mia Goth. I typed E. It says eyebrows. So I'm not the only person that thinks this.
Okay. I'm not trying to say you're the only person.
Okay, it's not a condition. That's just how her eyebrows look. Doesn't she have like a third movie now?
Yeah, Daisy. Or is it Daisy? No. Maxine. That's what it is. If I'm not mistaken.
What's the order for these?
What?
For hers? The
Pearl.
three?
Pearl. I mean, you mean chronologically?
Pearl, Jam, and Fixer?
Yeah. That's the one. That series, bro. Fixer was crazy, bro. You said chron. Did you mean chronologically, or when did the movies release?
Yeah.
It's
Wait, did they release in weird order?
they released second one first. X came out first. Pearl came out after. Pearl's the prequel to X. And I think Maxine is sequel or something. It might be tied, obviously, because it's a bunch of X's on there, or they're just taking advantage of the whole she was an X and trying to sell this movie. What are your thoughts? You just give me the stank eye. What?
So what's how do I watch?
What? Dead.
So I watch Pearl first, you said, so
Yep.
chronologically.
Yep. And then X. And then if Maxine's part of it, Maxine would be next, I think.
When is that out?
I think it's gonna be in theater soon. I don't even
You
know if
like it?
Yeah, it was great actually. There's a lot of horror, and they executed the horror really well. So.
Yeah. What kind of horror is the series? Is it like stuff that I'm gonna shadow box after I watch it, or what's going on?
There's nothing supernatural, if that's what you're asking.
Is it just uncomfortable?
Yes.
Is it stuff that I'm not gonna like?
I don't know. There's like it's it can be gory. So
I don't care about that.
okay, then that's about it. There, I mean, in X, when the character grows old, she's really weird, and that might freak you out. But
Pearl X Maxine.
yeah, I think so. I don't know if Maxine is actually tied to the previous two.
But I don't want to look it up because then I don't want it to be like
it might spoil.
It seems she revolvers an older version of her or something.
What the fuck? That'd be pretty meta. Cause, I mean, she plays the younger version of the old lady in X. So you meet Pearl O'Brien, right? You watch that movie. In X, the lady that's fucked up is Pearl. But Mia Goth's played a different character in the second one. You'll see. You'll see what I'm saying.
Okay, so it's,
So X came out first, right? And she played... She is a character in there. But she is not playing Pearl in X. So they made a prequel of what was Pearl like. She plays Pearl in that movie. That makes sense?
Okay.
Do we have our Pearls set?
Because the way you explained it was like, oh, in this movie, she's Captain America, but then in the next one, she's playing...
The Shield. Yeah.
Yeah.
The like, Captain America.
What do you mean, then? Because they're both the...
Guess because they're both the same actress.
Steve
so,
Evans. Chris Evans.
Yeah.
That's why I used that, those two things.
Gotcha.
Steve Evans, that's his name.
Yeah.
Steve Evans, Chris Evans. I'm like stroke right now.
With extra fucking salt in it. God damn. All right. What were we talking about?
Remember a bridge?
Yeah, there was a bridge actually. Bridge to the ocean?
Not the bridge. Yes, the bridge, but also the moon.
There's no bridge.
All right, so you're just going to lie about it.
Yeah. I don't recall how long the run times are, but I can check. Let's see, Pearl. I'm assuming you can start with Pearl.
Start with Pearl. I'm gonna see Jam, and then I'm gonna look for Fixer.
And then Fixer, yeah, FX.
Did they even? Well, the Pearls don't even sing Fixer.
I don't know. I think they do, but I didn't know for sure, so I didn't want to fight it.
Yeah, yeah, the Fixer though.
The Fixer, yeah, I Fixer.
What's that's the one when he's like. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
What's up this guy?
Yeah, that shit was hype. I don't know why.
Yeah, I like that song. It's not like I'm making fun of it, but it's out of love.
Yeah, because if I was on stage with him, I'd be doing some random ass fucking sounds as well.
Was it that song in Rock Band where I'd yelp and I'd get the highest singing score? Was it? Or was it Kings of Leon?
I think it was Kings of Leon. Sex is on fire. I think it was the Kings of Leon. You just fucking yelp as loud as it needed to be for the thing to capture it. You saw that they're making changes now to the Fortnite Festival. It supports the guitars.
Yeah.
And there's some new one out.
I don't have Fortnite installed. I thought about it when they announced that and the driving stuff, and I think too many options, and I panicked and never even installed ones.
God damn. They did give you a bunch of the Lego stuff, the Rocket League stuff, and the...
Yeah, I was like, oh, that Lego looks cool. And right after, hey, you driving races. And I'm like, oh, that would be cool. Rock Band. And I'm like...
What's happening? Yeah. Why is my world Fortnite?
Yeah. I was just waiting for them to be like, oh, Fortnite versus Capcom. Like, what the fuck?
And it's the fucking Peely, the banana in there.
Banana versus fucking... Sea Viper?
Yeah. Oh, the runtime for Pearl is 1 hour 42 minutes.
Okay, and Jam?
It is part of the same movie. I looked up the X collection, and it's X, Pearl, and Maxine. So Maxine definitely takes place.
In the same series?
Yes, sorry.
Jam?
Yeah, Jam is 1 hour 46. Almost by 4 minutes the same length movie. And you can see Kid Cudi in the second one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He goes,
as he gets killed, yeah. His name is Jackson Hole.
Hole?
Yeah.
Because he has a hole put in him by the end of the movie.
You gotta watch that movie, dude. It's fucking great. It's a good time.
I gotta watch it. Let's see if I do that this week or if I just lie.
To who? They're spilling my mic.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. A lot. That's why I have this. I was gonna say.
He fell asleep.
What? I went to go see it and it looked weird. That's why. I was looking to see if this thing was fucking on correctly because I see like the thing is you can't see it in the camera. No, it looks like it's rusting. So I went like that and I could see why that would look like I'm.
Those guys just checked to see if it was nap time.
Yeah. It's wild. What were we talking about before this? Before I fell asleep for 2 minutes? Yeah, fuck it. It's gone. I think so are we. So.
For one of my coworkers that even though I'm not his boss, he calls me boss.
Mm-hmm. That had that happen to me. Go ahead.
He basically exclusively speaks Spanish because he's a 60-year-old Dominican man. And anytime he's like, I was going to tell you something, but I forgot. And he's like, in English, he's like, I guess it was a lie.
Yeah. Call me a liar?
Apparently, if you don't remember what you're going to say, you're going to say a lie is what the Arabian legend is for.
We make it.
Like, he'd be like, una mentira.
And he walks away. We have nothing to do with the Dominican Republic but make up the dumbest shit. Holy crap.
Did I send you that video? It's I don't even know where she's from, but it's a lady saying her favorite category of meme on the internet is the Dominican related because she says we're the funniest people and everybody is just in it together to shit on something.
Mm-hmm.
Like none of us take anything seriously.
Yeah.
It's like a
fucking
video.
Diablo, Manuel. Quedó grabado. That fucking video, dude. That man talking up his best friend. He got me this black label, man. He's out here. It's all love. He drops the glass. The fucking bottle and it shatters, bro.
Wait, I think I posted in general to what I was referencing.
Did I what?
Watch the sandwich thing?
The sandwich thing? I might have. Let me see.
Oh my god.
The general?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did. I did see the sandwich thing. He slaps the shit out of it. Oh, he punches it. My fault.
The way everything fucking flies off after so made me. I gotta find the Dominican thing. I feel like either I send it to someone or I send it to no one. I gotta figure out what it was.
I think it was the latter, bro.
It's one of them.
What the fuck, man? Cabrón. Yeah, the fucking Bayonetta clone's coming out this week, too.
Stellar Blade?
Yeah. And so is Manor Lords? I don't know. I've seen Bruce Green play, and I think it's like a city builder.
I thought about buying Dead Island 2 on PC on Steam. I have it on my wish list, but like, I gotta save my funds for the heavy hitters that I don't already own.
Yeah, there's some heavies coming out. I still need to make sure I can transfer over my save.
I was gonna ask you if you tried that.
I'm going to try to.
Fucking October 11th, Metaphor ReFantasia. So there's my month of October in a JRPG.
And the trailer was really cool. The UI, again, they're killing it, dude. It looks so cool.
The trailer.
Oh, then I don't want to spoil it.
I posted it.
And you didn't watch it?
I know it exists because I saw the reveal.
Yeah.
And I know there's a release date.
They popping off on the UI again. This shit looks clean.
I'm excited. Actually, there's one thing I saw because I was scrolling through Twitter and I saw a GIF, and it might be the menus. There's a rabbit in the party.
I mean, the trailer. It's not in the UI.
No, like there's like someone quickly scrolling through like menus or like party menu or something, and there's just a whole fucking rabbit.
Oh, then that might be it.
I don't know. The one thing that I saw and I laughed. I was upset that I saw it, but then I laughed because I saw the rabbit.
Okay. That's in October too. I wonder what else is. So it got out of the way of the heavy hitters or before our fall games start coming out.
You gonna day one buy the Elden Ring DLC?
Most likely.
June, right?
I think so.
I'm probably gonna skip Ghost of Tsushima PC. I want to play it, but
don't I own it?
In Hades Watch. What?
I don't own PC? It on PC. Yeah, when it's on sale, I'll probably grab it on PC as well. I've been buying all the other ports because apparently they're doing a really good job with the ports. So I want to buy it and send the right message. Keep making the ports.
I'm trying to find this fucking video. But yeah, so we're going into May. I don't remember what is May besides potential Hades. We're in Hades Watch.
We are. I think it's coming out this summer. So it's either May, June, or July. That's going into early access. Right now, I think
really excited. My chest got warm. I'm anxious.
I think it's just one world though. I think one biome. Right now. Oh, you haven't loaded it up. My fault.
I don't have it.
Yep. Oh, or have it. Yeah, my bad. That's wild. I don't know if they're going to unlock the other ones and they're just showing you the one biome just to test stuff, or...
If I remember correctly, in the early access for the first Hades, I think you only had the first two on early access.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't remember because I saw it came out. I'm like, whoops, I own it. And
then maybe they might follow suit. And then when they launch with early access, they'll show off the next biome.
It's to the point where I'm scared to play roguelikes because I don't want anything to deter me from the game. I have not played a roguelike, I think, since we've gotten into the Hades Watch period.
Oh, so you're waiting. That's good.
I'm a liar. The last thing I played was the first weekend Coachella, Poke Rogue.
Oh, I played that, I think, that weekend, too, and I played a little bit while I was waiting. I think it was, like, waiting for another set to start. Mm-hmm. And that's also pretty fun.
It was fun, but I'm like, I'm not deterring myself from roguelikes. I'm not playing them, and I don't want to leave a bad taste in my mouth for what I've been waiting for years. I'm just not. No roguelike.
That's fair. It'll definitely scratch your itch. I mean, it's going to do more than that, because you don't want the rest of the game. Are you going to play, like, every time they unlock or show off a new biome, you're going to run by it again? And you get
That's what I did with the first
one. Oh, okay.
That's the fair. Only time, the biggest gap I took from playing the game up until 1.0 was when they finally put out the final biome and I fought Hades. I mean, this is going to be a spoiler, I guess, for whoever's watching, which is who hasn't played Hades. But when I killed him, I was like, damn, I finally did it. And then his health bar went up. I don't remember if I beat him that run, but I know I didn't play for like 3 months because I don't like multi-stage boss fights.
Oh.
And I went into the server and they had a tab that says, oh, suggestions. And I said, look, do something else. I don't remember what I said, but I said, do something else in the multi-stage boss fight. And a couple people agreed, but I was like, I need this to be said.
Uh-huh. And they're like, banned. And they just kick you out of the Discord. I think they kept it, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, they kept it.
They kept it, so. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that at all.
Hate it.
I'd rather have them, like, do some weird animation in the middle of their health bar that starts the next phase so I can know, okay, I'm not.
Like they've done with fucking Bloodborne, the Father Gascoigne guy, the guy that's into a werewolf early in the game.
Yeah.
You can still slap the shit out of him when he's turning. But he turns and he sells that health.
Yeah.
I wish the transitions happened within the health bar.
I'm with you on that.
I don't even care if it's like during the transformation he takes less damage, or you put the little don't touch me shield on him, because that's what they did with the harpies.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Not, all right, he's dead. Is he? I hate that shit.
Yeah, because then you get a gotcha with, like, because you're just withheld information. So it's like, okay, well, like if he didn't know he was gonna get a second phase and you use like all your resources on that to finally get him down to that first one, you're like, well, now I know I gotta somehow beat the first half without wasting everything.
And especially in a roguelike, oh, I gotta get through this whole game again to get to him and do it.
Oh man.
You can suck my entire back.
Yeah. his entire ass back. God damn.
Entire back.
On that note, I think we can wrap this one up. I think we were about, what, an hour and a half?
I don't even know where I am. You think I know what time it was?
Those are facts. Or what timeline you are. Oh, you good?
Yeah.
All right.
Doing a Loki.
Yes. What?
I was doing a Loki.
Okay.
And he would just tear back into space in the second season.
Oh, that's true. That was the constant. And then the hair whip up. He did like 70. Me neither. But he did like 43 times an episode. It was fantastic. He would like zoom some. He would like transform somewhere and then come back with the hair and throw his hair back. I'm trying really hard not to do it too bad because my whole fucking headphones are going to fall backwards.
At first, the first time when he came back, frame one yelling. That's my favorite.
That was really funny. Okay. We'll be back next week with I don't know what. I don't know what game I'll be playing or watch and stuff. Oh, probably Fallout. I only have 2 episodes left. So I'll probably talk Fallout next week. And maybe Shogun? I might go downstairs and watch Shogun now and catch up.
I don't know what I'll do.
That's fair. I mean, you've been making music on a weekly basis, so make sure to go to youtube.com/... Do you have the app, Bri FM handle?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm checking.
Okay. I'm like, hello? This man just signs off.
I'm stupid. You have a whole new content section. Fuck, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, at Bri FM.
Oh, there you go. And he's been really, I think, every Wednesday? Correct?
Every other Wednesday. Last year was every Wednesday, and I'm like, maybe if I have more time, I can do stuff I like more, and then my artistic, I think I'm a stress addict, and so a lot of times it comes down to last minute, and I don't like last minute stuff, but apparently I like last minute stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's so weird.
I don't know.
But people like to, some people thrive under pressure, so.
I guess it's me. I'm a stress addict. I unwind with Darkest Dungeon.
It's you going, oh no, they have it worse right now. And you're like, okay, I'm at peace. They're going through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Therapeutic. Did you watch Shrinking yet?
No.
There you go. You're welcome. You have something to watch. That whole season's out, so. Damn, got him. Yeah, go ahead. Wipe the sweat off your brow.
I just don't.
I don't give a shit. Watch Shrinking.
Shrinking?
And Shrinking. You know what I restarted?
Mm.
Ted Lasso.
Nice. I'll probably do that like a year from now.
I don't know why. Because I was going through to see my shows. And I'm like, oh, Shrinking was really good. And I'm like, oh, right. Brett worked on this. Ah, yeah, I should start Ted Lasso again. And here I am. Starting Ted Lasso again. Anyway. What were we talking about? Yeah, your YouTube channel. You don't know what you're going to do. Okay, cool. That's it. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
That's my horse.